Hello there, my name is Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. I want to do a very quick video today about how to use the Raspberry Pi Imager so that you can download the new Raspberry Pi OS, formerly called Raspbian, onto an SD card and then onto your Raspberry Pi. So here we are on the Raspberry Pi website in the download section. The imager is available for Windows, Mac OS, and for Ubuntu. I'm going to show you how to use the Windows one. So obviously you just click on the link, that will make it download. It's an under 20 megabyte download, which comes in down there. You then need to install it just as you would any other piece of software, going through the steps to install it as you go along. Pretty easy to install. Then yes, run the Pi imager once we finish installing it. Okay, so here's the imager program. As you can see, very, very simple user interface. We can click on choose image. That allows us to pick what we want to install. Ubuntu, LibreElec, of course, Raspberry Pi OS, which was Raspbian before. So I'm gonna go with Raspberry Pi OS, and then you go choose SD card. Now, this one tricked me for a little while, and I hope to share a tip here. My SD card isn't listed. Obviously, I'm not installing it on this 600 gigabyte Western Digital hard drive, and I was a bit stuck here. I didn't know what to do, but it's actually scrollable. Look at this, it's actually scrollable, but it's not obvious that it's scrollable from the very beginning. I scrolled it with my mouse wheel there, and now you've got this scroll bar. And of course, if I scroll down now here, I can see the 16 gigabyte drive that I want to write to. So that's just a tip there. It's a scrollable list if you have multiple devices on your PC, and then you click write. And once the writing is finished, it then goes on to verify to make sure it has all written properly. So this is good. And there we have it. Your Raspberry Pi OS 32-bit has been written to the device. You can now remove the SD card from the reader. And that's it. Now you take your SD card out and you go and plug it into your Raspberry Pi. Okay, I did all that because obviously this is a relatively new program, a new way of doing this. And also I was testing out how to use a Raspberry Pi as a network attached storage, step-by-step guide that I'm preparing, that I'm hoping will be ready either tomorrow or Monday. And I thought, well, actually, since I'm copying over Pi myself, Raspberry Pi OS myself using this program, I better show you how to do it. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explained. I really hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos, then why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.